Immigration reform has been on the back burner for the Obama administration, put there by health care and job creation. But for many rural farming communities, at least in the West, it is still a top priority. In eastern Colorado, the tiny town of Yuma recently weighed in on the debate. The town council passed a unanimous resolution calling on Congress and the president to, quote, solve our ineffective immigration system. Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC reports.
Like much of the eastern Colorado Plains, Yuma, population 3,200, is heavily conservative. The county has voted Republican in the last two presidential elections, but for generations the town has relied on immigrant labor. It used to be seasonal, but in the past decade those jobs have become permanent thanks to the area's expanding hog farms and feedlots. Today, at least a quarter of Yuma's population is Hispanic, more if you factor in illegal immigrants. Steering his pickup onto a main street sprinkled with Hispanic-owned businesses and restaurants, Ralph Ebert says that's created a shadow economy here.
They're afraid to open bank accounts. They're afraid to get involved because they don't want to be deported.
Ebert's a local town councilman who sponsored the immigration resolution because he says illegal workers need a path to citizenship to be fully part of this community.
They're on the edge, a lot of these people.
Businesses here are also on edge. Even during one of the worst recessions in history, unemployment hovers around 4%. Many businesses struggle to fill positions, and they worry about immigration rates and losing their workforce.
The majority of the people who apply are from Mexico, all right.
Tom Holdorf co-owns this feedlot east of town.
If we had to rely on those that have legal papers only, I don't think we'd have to close down. We couldn't find enough help.
Holdorf says the immigrants he hires work hard, and if he could find enough help from Americans, he would. But that argument doesn't wash with others in Colorado.
For years, I have heard that particular refrain.
Especially immigration reform opponents, like former Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo.
We only hire these people because we can't get Americans to do it. Well, that's really only half of the statement that should be made, and it should go something like this. We hire illegal aliens because we can't get Americans to work for the wages that we pay illegal aliens.
At the main event bar in Yuma, a group of longtime locals jokingly refer to themselves as the Knights of the Round Table. They're meeting for an after-work drink. Dan Korf has a different set of reasons behind opposing immigration reform.
We have too many people coming in, and we give them free health, we give them free everything, and then, you know, they expect more of it, and we can't afford more of it.
Still, most folks, including Korf, seem to accept that Hispanics are here to stay. There was no organized opposition to the local resolution. In fact, the entire town council, police, school superintendent, all support some sort of immigration reforms. They say that support is in part all about family values.
My family's been split up now.
6 months ago, 17-year-old Edith's brother was pulled over by police. He was here illegally and was deported. We're not using Edith's full name because she too is here illegally and lives with the same fear, even though she's gone to school in Yuma since the second grade.
I feel like I'm a Colorado girl. I've lived here all my life. This is what I know. This is what I've been raised in. This is the country that I love, that I cherish.
For town councilman Ralph Ebert, it's all about the dollars.
I want to get the tax revenue. I want to see them part of the economic community. Right now, the only thing they do is they spend some money here, but they don't invest here.
Ebert says the town's resolution on immigration reform is intentionally vague. It's a national problem, he says, one that the president and Congress has to solve. Even so, Ebert's not optimistic anything's going to change soon. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler.